Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today we'll talk about David and Clara Little. David was a successful dairyman, but he decided to bring his wife Clara and 7 children to the Lake Chelan region. They arrived April 23, 1892. They went to a large house up lake at Granite Falls. When they crossed the swirling waters of the Columbia in a long sweep oars boat, David's wife declared, "I'll never cross this wicked river again, even if I have to live here forever." Just 1 month later, a ruptured appendix brought sudden death to this 42-year-old husband and father. Clara wrote to her sister in Illinois, "I cannot leave the place he loved so well and leave him here, so I can see no other way but to stay." She settled into her pioneer life at Granite Falls, moving family and furnishings to a lakeside home near the present boat docks. At that time, her oldest son, Bill, was 16. Robert was only a year old. The move down lake to Lakeside was undertaken each fall in order to enroll the children in school. Will Little was owner of a meat market in Wenatchee. His family consisted of his wife and 4 children. Ben Little, second oldest, operated a boat line on Lake Chelan from 1906 to 1910 with Ray O'Neill. His wife, Grace, and he had 5 children. Francis worked on the boats at Chelan in his earlier years. Francis worked on the boats in Chelan in the earlier years and then worked as a bookkeeper for Brother Bill's meat market. Bob Little, after his boat line years on the lake, was at the Miners and Merchants Bank. Later, this was Seattle First National. He died in 1964. He and Juanita had 2 children. Margaret Little was a resident of Lakeside and a piano teacher. She was the mother of 6. Nell Little Emerson, wife of Bill Emerson, was the mother of 10. Marie Varney resided in Grandma Little's house at Lakeside and cared for her mother until her death in 1955 at age 102. She was the mother of 5. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.